Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
All right, here's my question of the day. Is he dumb? Does he not get it? Or is he a f-hole?
A lot to choose from there. A lot to choose from. Domino actually did put forth an X-Platform question of the day. We'll get to that shortly. In the meantime, hello, everybody. Let's introduce ourselves to everybody.
Oh, we're doing that.
If you haven't listened before.
Yep.
We are Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We thank you for taking the time to listen. You can listen all of the time at your leisure via the Fan app, and that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You can also hear Braves baseball all season long into the postseason, all free, all on the house. Same deal at 680thefan.com.
After like a mail-in rebate kind of thing?
There is no mail-in rebate. There is no red tape, Matt Lear, our engineer on the other side of the glass. Everything is free.
Wait. You get the first month free, and then you pay $7.99 a month.
No. Okay. This is not a trial offer.
Okay. That makes more sense.
You download the app, and it is free. Okay. There is no 30-day window where you have to cancel the subscription or you get charged automatically. It's all free. The X platform is up and running as well at Road Dog 680, at Matt Lear, at Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick, at 680 The Fan. You put forth the Twitter question of the day early this morning.
Yeah, I was just awake, and I was watching something about Sir Edmund Hillary, and you know, I'm not
explain to the folks who Sir Edmund Hillary is.
First man up Everest. Well, with a couple of people. He had a Sherpa with him as well, and they did it without all the equipment and base camps and all the things that
Sherpa is one of those dogs with the wrinkles all over.
It's
them,
not
right?
correct.
That's it's a Sharpei. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's not correct. It's another human being, a local, as they like to say, and they were the first ones to the top. My point is, what was my point? I was watching something about it, and then I realized, look, I'm not telling you if you have a want or a wish, or if you think, wow, I have a goal in life, and it's to climb Mount Everest. That's cool. You got to know a couple of things. Good amount of people have done it now. There's a chance you could die, and how do I know that? Because people die while doing it.
And when you die, you're going to stay up there. No one's going to bring you down the mountain. That's your grave. Yeah.
My thing is, I understand I do it because it's there. I get all that stuff. But at a certain point, what are you willing to risk? Fingers, toes at a minimum, and then other stuff on top of that. When something's been done, I'm not telling you you shouldn't have a want to do something to push yourself. I just don't think that's the want.
Well, let me ask you this. If you see a wall, you say it's there, so I want to smash my car into it? No. Yeah. You should feel the same. I think, and it's just me.
Yeah. I don't think it's a great analogy, but I see where you're going.
I feel the same about Mount Everest. If there's bodies up there, people die trying to do this. I don't think I want to do it.
So my point was, hey,
makes you wonder.
No, it doesn't at all. It's pretty much laid out for me, Coach Saban. I ain't doing it.
They're sort of like the OGs of, getting to the top of Everest. So I saw a picture of them. I said, wow, look at, what does their faces tell you about them? It tells you that they did it the hard way. Yeah. How do I know? Because nobody did it before them. They had a set of paths.
So they look like coal miners. They look like they have dust on their faces. No, that's windburn, folks.
Yeah.
That's what that is on their faces.
So then I thought
picture that you posted.
I just thought the question was, okay, what is it maybe that's on your mind? What is it you'd like the world to see? Good morning. Put something forth that you think maybe the rest of the world or some of the rest of the world might be interested
in
seeing.
Yeah, this is how you worded it. Is there a picture that you'd like to post for the rest of us to see to start your day? Somebody else posted a picture of Staples in their head. I don't know if anybody really wants to see that to start the day, but again, the beauty
was
of the X-Platform question.
Was there messaging?
I don't know.
Yeah, there had to be messaging.
The beauty of it all is it's open to interpretation, the X-Platform question of the day.
It could be a beautiful sunrise. It could be, I think there was a couple of pictures of people's dogs that brings them joy. Anything that you just want to share with the world, and maybe one person cares, three people care, 100 people care, but it's just something that you may be thinking about, feeling, and boom, do it in picture form.
Our friend,
I don't know if you know this.
Hmm.
It's worth 1,000 words.
A picture is worth, I've heard that someplace.
And you know
is
what?
It's worth 1,000 words.
Twitter only gives you 140 characters
that's
total.
That's the way it is. That's the catch. There's a picture our friend Eddie Cook posted of a turtle swimming. Speaking of which, driving home from my son's practice last night, We have one of those man-made lakes, if you will.
Yeah, in, or your fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, our fancy pants neighborhood, as you like to call it.
Yeah.
And there was a massive turtle that must have gotten out of the lake, and it was on the lawn of our neighbors. And I backed up to see it again to show it to Nico. He said, did we really have to back up to see that? So he doesn't appreciate the pictures in nature. He's going to be 15.
No, I think from what you were telling me this morning, and I'm not putting your business out there, he has reached that point where he doesn't, not only does he not care what you think, but he can't keep it to himself.
No, he rebels.
He has to tell you that he could not care less about what it is you think.
And I think if you have a teenager, 13, 14, 15, 16, especially if they're a boy, you're dealing with that right now. So if you're in your car, I think you can empathize with me. Yesterday, he practiced outdoors, and I said, here's a couple of bottles of water, because it's hot outside, it's humid, you're practicing outdoors, you're going to need the water. I don't need water. So I snapped at him. I said, you're taking the water.
If his buddy Seabass would have said, hey, man, bring a couple of bottles of water. Hey, yeah, good thinking. That's what would have happened. That's the difference.
So I had to snap at him, and he said, man, what's your problem? I said, you're my problem. I don't have any other problems except for you.
Did he drop a dude on you at all? Or
I think he may have. Yeah. Dude, what's your problem?
Right.
The only problem I have right now is your existence. Uh-huh. Other than that, I'm good. Uh-huh. I'm great.
Yeah. Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Great seems a little strong. I know you a little bit. Great seems a little strong. You're fine. You're fine. But he might be making it a little bit more difficult.
That's anyway, this is the world we all live in. We're in this together, right? That's the beauty of the show. Whether you want to be or not, we're all in this together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, again, I'd like to say it. I think this is the show for the sort of common person where you go, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. Oh, that maybe not so much. How long are we going to talk about that? Oh, wait. If you stick around long enough, I think we're going to hit on something again that will bring you back to the point of interest.
There's callbacks, as you like to say. Right. We'll go back to a previous conversation.
We don't even know what we're going to say.
No, no, we really don't. People ask us all the time. I said, I have no idea how we went down this rabbit hole, nor how we eventually climbed out of that rabbit hole. But last night, if you were at the game, you saw the Braves, kind of old school for them, as in old school to start the season. They rally late in the game. Marcell Ozuna is the hero once again. The run-scoring single gives the Braves the lead they would not relinquish, as in the eighth inning, they score two runs to win 4-2.
Wasn't easy. Not supposed to be. They're not hitting well enough to make it easy. Who they've had thrown against them, it's been good. You know, you had another one last night. I think the other thing, and I know he made an error last night. You had two errors last night. But if I look at the left side of the infield for the Atlanta Braves, boy, do I think solid. I just think solid. And one other thing, when you talk about hitting a home run, Kelnick, that was a guy that had given up one home run in 40-something innings. So it was really surprising it was Kelnick. It's been really, I don't want to call it agonizing, but it's a really long time since this guy's hit a home run in the major leagues, and I don't understand it. And I texted Chipper this morning. I don't know, maybe we'll get him on in the 1 o'clock hour if he can do a couple minutes. Here's what I realized about Kelnick, because I was watching batting practice one day. I said, boy, he doesn't drive the baseball. He's a young guy. He's 24 years old. He's in shape.
Talking about that, Darren O'Day and Ben Ingram a little bit last night.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
How maybe his approach changed, and that approach changed his ability to hit home runs.
Okay, because you just say to stick around, I got to put the ball in play. I get it. Here's what I think when I see him coming for an AB. I don't think he thinks about, and this is what Chipper was sort of saying, you got to go up every once in a while thinking you're going to knock down a center field wall. That's got to be your approach. It doesn't mean you go swinging out of your shoes on every pitch. It just means when you get an opportunity, you should be thinking about driving the baseball through a wall. And I never really see that with him. He doesn't hit that way. He doesn't swing that way. I don't want him to get reckless and careless.
He still strikes out a lot, too.
For a guy who doesn't drive the ball, that's the point. Like, I'd rather you strike out if I know that you're going up there vicious. You just have a mindset of, today I'm ripping. And I don't think that's what he is as a hitter. You can't. How many guys in baseball go 78 games, whatever the hell it is, between home runs?
232 at-bats without a home run. His first as a Brave this year. You have to go back to June the 9th of last year. That's the last time Jared Kelnick hit a home run. Now, in between, he broke his foot. Then he came back. But even after he came back, the power numbers still obviously we're not there. Here's Brian Snicker on his left fielder finally going deep.
He's been great. I mean, he's handled everything. He's continuing to believe in himself and work. And it was just, you know, it was good to see the power. You know, I'm sure that felt really good to him. And, you know, that's why we like him. I mean, you see what he can do, what he can bring. And, you know, we've seen it in the outfield defensively, speed on the bases and everything. So, you know, hopefully tonight's a nice stepping stone for him.
And a good night for him, 2-for-2, and he does not strike out, in fact, last night. So you hope to see more of that. In the meantime, Matt Olson, two more strikeouts, hitting a 198. That first at-bat that he had,
you could have pulled a guy out of the stands to do what he did during that at bat. I mean, that's how bad it looked. I'm not saying that to be insulting. I'm just telling you, a guy that hit 54 home runs last year, that's how bad he looked in that first at bat.
He's been great.
But this is what I keep saying. Like, everybody's, oh, I'm not worried about this and I'm not worried about that. Okay. Oh, it'll happen tonight. And then when it doesn't, people go, no, 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 I didn't mean tonight. You know, I meant, you know, tomorrow night. And I did the math. Did I tell you this about Brady Anderson? Did we do this yesterday? I did it this morning with the guys. I was starting to figure out, I don't like pace. I don't really like looking at pace. But Brady Anderson went 16 home runs, 50 home runs, 18 home runs. The drop-off of 32. And he was healthy. He played two more games in a year he hit 18 than a year he hit 50. It's a one-year pop. I don't know if I'm right about this, but it feels like, wow, could you actually have a 32 home run drop-off and not have that be the biggest home run drop-off that we've seen in my lifetime? Know. Well, this guy looks like right now the 54 to whatever it is.
It's not looking good.
He might compete.
And again, it's May, and I understand what Ozuna did last year, who ironically is now carrying the Braves. Thank goodness for him. Even he struck out a couple of times last night. And then you've got Reynaldo Lopez, who was kind of sailing along until the sixth inning. Arcia doesn't help him with that error, but he walks the bases loaded, and then he walks in a run, and Aaron Bummer has to come in. Now, he does allow one to go off of his body. Allows. It happened.
Yeah.
That's baseball for you. The game is tied, but then with the bases loaded, he gets back-to-back strikeouts, and here's Bummer. You never know when it's going to be your time to face the media afterwards talking about his appearance.
I thought Lopey did a great job. You know, he's been phenomenal all year long. Obviously, I wish I would have caught him out there and to get him to win. But, you know, keeping it to one was huge and, you know, gave our bats a chance to stay in the game and capitalize in the eighth there.
It feels like he would have to introduce himself to the media, even the people who are down there every day, and the media would have to introduce himself to him because he doesn't do a lot of talking. There's not a lot of reasons. We talk about this every once in a while. How many nights does it feel like a 26-man roster win? That's what last night felt like.
Adam Duvall comes in as a pinch hitter, and in the eighth inning, he makes a hell of a catch after another error. Matt Olson and Jimenez have a mix-up at first base to save some runs from scoring there. So you're
Riley
right.
Had a hell of a play.
It was a total team win.
And Riley had a hell of a defensive play last
night. He did, and Raisel Iglesias actually has a clean ninth inning. He looked fantastic last night. So the Braves snapped their slide. And the last time, as David O'Brien from The Athletic posted, the last time the Braves lost 6 of 8 was August the 28th through September the 4th of 2021. You know what happened that year? They won the World Series 2 months later.
Is that the year?
That is the year.
Steph Ball starts to run again.
2021 was that magic.
Can I tell you what I'm looking at? Ask me what I'm looking at.
What are you looking at, Chris, on your iPhone?
This is like, you know, you're not supposed to have your phone in your hand when you're driving. I don't know if it's the same in a studio. I do pick up my phone. Somebody texts or I do something. I do. And I'm
the same way.
Whether I'm not supposed to or not.
I get it.
You know, okay.
It's human nature.
Cullen Madden, he of the Panama Hat fame.
Young correspondent.
Yes.
Runs the board in the afternoons. Yeah.
He sent me a text. He said, we're having Chipper at 4:30 today. You think I care? Like, honestly,
I think he laid down the law. You're not going to get Chipper on this program at 1. Chipper is on at 4:30 today. He belongs to Chuck and Chernoff today.
Okay. I'll respect it. I think he should have worded it a little bit differently. That's all.
I think he's just giving you a friendly heads up.
Adam wants to know if it's on the board. He said if it's not on the board, it's fair game.
Where? I can't see that far, so I don't know if it's on the whiteboard or not.
Who's this we? We're having Chipper
if we have him first, we have him first. It's too bad. I mean, those guys probably at home will just have to miss out on having Chipper today.
I don't know when they schedule it. I have no idea. I know I mentioned this morning. Maybe I'll call him. I don't know. He could be listening now if he wants to call in now.
Chuck is off again today, and I believe Steve West is in. So it's going to be Westy and Chernoff talking to Chipper Jones today. And we'll see what offbeat question Westy will ask Chipper Jones. He's famous for those offbeat questions.
The Hall of Famer might be on the golf course now. I have no idea. If he wants to call in, the door's open. What am I going to? Like, my only point is we're having him on at 4:30. What do I care?
Now, if the roles
were reversed,
you would care. Let's be honest now. We're the show of honesty. You wouldn't be happy about that. We have him on later.
I'm not trying to dupe
him. And they have him on before us. You wouldn't be happy.
The point is, thank you for the information. What do I care? It's good to promote. Hey, Chipper Jones is coming out at 4:30. That part I care about. I'll play, you know, radio nonsense. Oh, be a good teammate.
Hall of Famer Chipper Jones is on at 4:30 today with Chuck and Trino. That is happening.
But again, if he wanted to call in at 12:18 today, what am I going to do? Nope. I'm not saying he is. I'm not calling him. I did say this morning, maybe that's what they heard. Yeah, I'm thinking about calling him. That was kind of interesting.
I did hear you on after 8 o'clock this morning with the locker room.
Yeah.
Talking about alligators again.
Yeah, they talked about Uncle Walt.
Mm-hmm.
They caught the alligator. 11 and a half feet. And it didn't get killed when a car ran over it. Just want you to think about that. If you want to know what you're dealing with, you give me another, like the things that you can't kill by running it over with a car, few and far between, and you better understand, like Finn this morning is talking about, I'll just outrun it.
Yeah, everybody's Crocodile Dundee. Everybody's got an answer for wildlife sitting in a studio.
I'll just flip it over and rub his belly. He'll fall asleep.
Yeah, Joe said I could snap his jaw shut because it's harder to open the jaws than to close the jaws. Okay, Joe. Okay, jabba jabba die to the other croc that walks like a man. Everybody has a solution to a problem.
And next thing you know, your nickname is Lefty.
You're Chubbs.
Right.
That's who you are.
Okay.
If you're not careful. Anyway, tonight Chris Sale will face his former team, and it looks like Nick Pivetta is going to come off the injured list. He'll start for the Red Sox as the series, the quick series, wraps up at 7:20. I like when the Braves are at home for a number of reasons. Selfishly, I like when the Braves are at home. Everything is open in the battery. I don't have to drive all the way around to get to work because, you know, it's really about me when all is said and done. All the avenues are open when the Braves are at home. Now, tomorrow, everything's going to close again because of the palace they're building next door, known as the Truist home base. I can't believe it's taken 2 years to put this thing up, and it's still not done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the intricacies of it. I don't know. It does seem...
Should be a hell of a building.
Yeah.
When all is said and done, for as long as it's taken them.
That's what I think they want to do. They want to make sure they get it just right. It's one thing, as I like to say, to draw a pretty picture. What happens when it's really supposed to be functional?
From what I understand is it's going to be a transformer. Oh, that's why it's taken so long.
Oh, no. We forgot bathrooms.
Like in Big, it's going to be a building that turns into a bug.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen next
door. It's going to be worth the wait.
Diamond Sports, the owner of Bally's, put out a letter last night saying, push, hey, it's not our fault.
I told you this was coming.
Talk to Xfinity. Nobody cares.
That's what.
I'll double back on what you said when this story first broke and everything was blacked out on Xfinity when it comes to Bally's and Braves games. Nobody cares whose fault it is. Get it done.
We'll talk to Xfinity. We want to.
Nobody cares. If you think people are going to rally now and go, oh, well, now it makes sense. Nobody cares. Get the deal done.
Every once in a while, it just comes down to, I tell you, everything in life is a math equation. You know what I need? What's to the right of the equal sign? Braves games on cable. That's what. I don't care about the mumbo jumbo to the left. I don't care how you get there. I need the answer. That's after the equal sign. Braves games are on your TV. That's it.
The headline of the letter stated, Comcast Xfinity, Braves fans want their games back. And we're turning to you, the fans. Raise your voices. Let Xfinity know you want your teams back on the air. Tell them to do right by the fans. After all, you are the ones who pay to make it happen. Your opinion matters. Yeah, my opinion is you need your heads clunked against their heads, as you like to say, Domino. Because nobody cares. Nobody's going to rally around Diamond Sports. Nobody's going to rally around Xfinity. We can't see the games.
But did the other guy write a letter? They wrote a letter. I'll pick them. Neither one of you is going to win. Neither one of you is going to win. So, shh. Just get it done.
The one common denominator is, as always, you can hear the games right here.
No doubt.
From rain or shine, it doesn't matter. Right here for free via the Fan app, 680 The Fan, 93.7 FM. Braves baseball all season long. On the house. Say, Alexa, play 680 The Fan. Next thing you know, there's Joe, there's Darren O'Day, there's Ben. And last night, the boys in the booth, it was Darren O'Day.
Yeah.
And it was Ben Ingram.
Uh-huh.
And it was Jay Chad.
Uh-huh.
They had on the rally robes. Those Braves robes. And they're 1-0 now. So you know what that means. You got to keep wearing the robes.
Yeah.
And when you go on the road, you need to continue to wear the robes.
Okay. Here's my letter to Braves fans. I got you. I got you. 680 The Fan app. We got you. I don't have to write a letter asking anybody to do anything.
Nope.
I got you.
It's pretty much all laid out. Also, Bally Sports announced that the players-only booth will come back on May the 15th. So a week from today, you'll see Chipper, Tom Glavin, and Jeff Francoeur, and Brian McCann. Now, can we get B-Mac to come on the show?
So here's what's going to happen. He'll come on the day after. That's what's going to happen. I think that's a Wednesday night.
That's fair enough. So Thursday, he can come on with us.
Yes. Yes. He can come on again. He wants to call the 12-18 today.
Now, Cullen said they're going to have him on.
Unless Chuck and Chernoff take him.
Oh, wait. Now I got to play this game? Am I back to this game?
He's got
to
find somebody else.
We have Brian McCann on next
Thursday.
Well,
now we've stated it on the air, and we have witnesses, including our boss, our program director, Matt Egger, who's on the other side of the glass.
Oh, okay.
We have stated that Brian McCann next week, May the 16th, the day after the players only booth, will be on with us.
We have audio of a couple of the participants announcing that they will be participants. And this, we'll hear that coming up in a little bit.
In the meantime, the Phillies won again last night. They beat the Blue Jays 10-1, so the lead is still 3 in the National League East. Bryce Harper with a grand slam, and they've won 7 straight, the Phillies, 11 in a row at home, 18 of 21 overall, and they lead baseball with 26 victories. So
whatever.
Enjoy it now.
Oh, no.
Just enjoy it now.
Okay.
There's a long way to go.
Nick Castellanos actually has had a couple of good days. Harper was struggling. He had a really good 3 days. Trey Turner's out, and they just keep winning. They throw well. They do. They're a good baseball team. You know what I would like to see, with all due respect? When do we play them again?
Because I might have to peruse the
schedule. I don't even know when the spread is. But I would like to see a nice 3-gamer with Philadelphia. You know, I don't care, middle of the week, weekend, just in terms of me. Oh, wait. You got to make sure you could see it as well, Braves fans. I hope somebody writes a letter. that would be a really, really interesting series now. I saw the West Coast version, I think, with the Dodgers. But Philadelphia and the Braves got a little bit more heat going on right now.
So it looks like Philadelphia is coming here July the 6th.
I mean, that's so...
The 5th, the 6th, the 7th. Wow. So it's a weekend series starting on the day after, obviously, the holiday.
Seems a long time away.
I think, though, looking ahead, so the 4th of July is a holiday. I think that we need that Friday off as well, and we'll just take a nice long... Actually, I took that week off, so that's a you problem.
Oh. Okay.
Have a nice long week off.
I have Bryce Harper coming on July the 5th. I want that noted.
Yeah, about that, Cullen, is that they're actually having him on.
I think Buck actually has him scheduled for that day. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. With 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work, FinleyRoofing.com is where you need to go. These are the headlines. That's what the bongos mean. We'll tell you what's coming up on the show. Trey Young makes a career decision. How will it affect his time with the Hawks? We'll discuss that at 11:50. Billy Gardell, our friend, performing at the Punchline this weekend, the longtime front of this program, in fact, will join us in studio at noon. And how much say did Arthur Blank have in drafting Michael Penix? We try to answer that question as we go inside the NFL at 12:20. But when we come back, the early betting lines are in for you degenerates at Georgia. We shall offer them up to you next as we go on campus. It's Cellini, it's Domino. The series with the Red Sox wraps up tonight at 7:20. Chris Sale on the mound for leadoff show comes your way at 6:05 here on your flagship for Braves baseball. It's the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Wow, I have a goal in life, and it's to climb Mount Everest. That's cool. You got to know a couple of things. Good amount of people have done it now. There's a chance you could die, and how do I know that? Because people die while doing it.
And when you die, you're going to stay up there.
I understand. I do it because it's there. I get all that stuff. But at a certain point, what are you willing to risk? There's always going to be another
mountain. I'm always going to want to your life, apparently. 11:28, Cellini Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Domino, you posted the X platform question of the day today. Can you post a picture to start the day that kind of sets the tone for everybody to see? And you had
whatever,
a picture.
Whatever might be on your mind, whatever it is. Yeah.
You had a picture of Sir Edmund Hillary and his assistant, if you will.
The Sherpa.
Atop Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I watched a thing last night, middle of the night. It was just, I said, oh, okay, I'll spend 48 minutes watching something about what they did. It was a comparison as to what kind of business it is right now to climb Everest. And boy, is it a business.
And to answer.
And here's the problem, by the way. What happens sometimes when things turn into a business that maybe shouldn't be a business? you're going to get okey-doked. You're going to get duped. You're going to spend a lot of money.
Right.
Are these people all qualified? I don't know. They try to tell you we have a license to do this. Okay. The first thing you should do is you should be able to look at people and go, you know, I can't take your money, sir. This is going to be bad. It's going to be bad for me. It's going to be worse for you. No. I don't even know if you have to pass any kind of test. All you have to do is have enough money and show up.
I think so. That's all you need. Enough money and up that mountain.
Who doesn't talk
to a certain extent, you will go and maybe stay up that mountain.
Do you not have anybody in your life who says, Jimmy, really? Jimmy, you're the guy that takes the elevator. You work in a three-story building. You and Everest?
I'm going to train. Where are you? Yeah, I'll be on the elliptical every day for 2 weeks. I'll be ready to climb that mountain. So is there a picture that you'd like to start the day with for the rest of us to see? Post it, and our buddy Cullen Madden from the afternoon, who did tell us that Chipper Jones, the Hall of Famer, is off limits because they have him on Chuck and Chernoff today at 4:30, did post a picture of him in his new Panama hat.
Chipper Jones in his new Panama hat?
No. Cullen Madden in his new Panama hat.
Nice.
Looks like he's actually in Panama when he took this picture.
He probably was.
And he's got a T-shirt on that says Supreme Racer. There's a lot
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's a lot going on in this picture. A lot. A lot happening here.
I don't have time for this.
It's you're tagged in it, so it's there for you to see. Billy Gardell, our friend, will be in studio with us. He's at the Punchline this weekend, and we're giving away a 4-pack right now to go see Billy Gardell. You may know him from shows like Mike and Molly and Bob Hart's Sabashola. May the 10th and the 11th, so this weekend. And let's give away the 4-pack right now to caller number 6-404-231-1680. And for more information and to purchase tickets to see Billy or any of the comics, in fact, coming to the Punchline there in Buckhead, go to punchline.com.
I'll be there.
It's the one person, thanks, Joe, for that information. It's the one person that Georgia will go to the portal for, and we'll talk about that in about 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
By the way, the 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Finley Roofing. So let's start with the DraftKings preseason betting lines out for some of the big games at Georgia, if you're so inclined.
Go ahead.
Were you ever an early bettor in this regard? I mean, you know, some are.
Yeah.
Like when we go to Harrah's in a couple of weeks, will you?
Yes. I'll bet a future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
That's what they call them in the business.
Yeah, I'll bet a futures. Yeah. So, yes, I will.
Neutral site to open the season. Georgia takes on Clemson.
And, can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is the opening line.
This is the opening line.
12?
13.5 Georgia is favored by in that game. Rather high, is it not?
Yeah, but I got a quarterback coming back that I know is my quarterback coming back. And everything else, I mean, it's really not, Nick. If you think about it, I know it sounds high. It's 2 touchdowns.
But that's what they want you to think, right?
Right.
I got to go with Clemson.
Yeah, I got to go. That's too many.
They do have a history of blowing everybody out to start the season, aside from Clemson. The first year they won that national title, that was a close game.
That's true.
They needed a defensive touchdown.
That's true.
To win that game. So that one is a big line, double digits. The game at Alabama is not. They are favored, Georgia, though, still on the road by 4.5 over the Crimson Tide in that one. The rivalry game against Auburn, Georgia a 24-point favorite in that one. Jeez. When they go to Texas, they're a 1.5 favorite. I think we're sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
Neutral site game against Florida, the cocktail party, 22-point favorites. At Ole Miss, 7-point favorites. And against Tennessee, 17.5-point favorites.
So I will also tell you, now that it's 12, it might not matter. In a world of 4, when you're favored in every game and you lose a game, you take it in the shorts a little bit more. Because you don't have a chance to lay off that loss with an upset win. There's no upset win for Georgia. You don't get any bonus points for, did you see what they did? There's no, did you see what they did? It would be a margin of victory is the only thing that could capture your attention, not the win itself.
And what motivates them, though, is coming up short, not making the playoffs, losing the SEC championship game last year. That's obviously going to be their motivation. Carson Beck's parting message from spring drills was how Georgia has, and I quote, a lot of hungry guys. Not hungry eyes, the Eric Carmen song, but hungry guys. Big difference between the two. Never confuse the two.
I also had another quote. I shall return. That's what he said. I guess he means he's going to go to the games. He's going to play this year.
Carson Beck got a lot better over the course of the season. As we all know, Kirby Smart said the next step for Beck is to grow now as a leader. Don't forget, last year, we weren't sure who the starter was going to be. He more than established himself. He's got the Lamborghini now. He's a big shot. Now that you're a big shot, you got to start rallying the people around.
All right. Hope he's still a what we would call a gym rat, the football equivalent of a gym rat. I hope he's not feeling too good about himself. I got a Lamborghini. I don't have to go to those meetings. I don't have to bring stuff home. Throws it right in the back. Does a Lamborghini have a back seat?
My guess is no. If I had to guess, I don't know this for sure.
Yeah, it's but not
I
think a four-passenger car.
I think
it?
Some do. Like, I really? Think there's like a Lamborghini SUV, which I think he may actually have. He may have that model. I don't know that for sure. But yeah, you could, like Michael Vick, you're saying, just throw things in the back seat. Yeah. I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah, I don't think the Lamborghini, most of them have a back seat, but I'm not sure about that.
I don't think Kirby would allow that.
What are the great two-seat cars? Like a Corvette was, in its day, was a great two-seat car.
In its day.
Car.
Now yeah. you're, you know.
You're trying to.
Right.
It's
Corvettes scream midlife crisis to me now when I see that.
I agree. And my wife will tell you, and our girlfriends will tell you, it also tells you it's a wee-wee problem. I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. I should ask her, how many Corvette owners have you slept with? Her father had one, but it was a 67. And it's back when he was a guy who wanted to have a car that was his.
It's a dream car.
Yeah, right. Now it just feels like it's a try-hard car. I got nothing against it. It just feels like a try-hard car. He has an SUV?
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I believe the Lamb... Oh, so it is, we're being told, the Lamborghini SUV that Carson
now, does that have
has.
One of those doors on the side when you just hit the button, it slides open so the kids can get in
Listen,
and out?
I don't know, and I'll never know.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident in saying I'll never know.
All right. There's no margin of error for the university. Well, there is because it's a 12-team play.
What I do know is when it comes to the transfer portal, Georgia doesn't really dip into it a lot, except for the wide receiver position. Dominic Lovett, one of five transfer wide receivers the Dogs have brought in over the last 2 years. That's the one position they go to, obviously, more so than any other position. And Lovett looked pretty good during the spring game, as did Colby Young, the big, lanky Miami transfer. Three passes for 27 yards and a score in that spring game.
No way he scored?
Yeah. It was a practice,
right.
Folks. I'm glad he had a good practice that day. That's how I see it.
No doubt. I get why they do it. It's a good thing for the fans. It's a little bit more buzz generator. Maybe you get an idea.
It's better than not doing well in the practice.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Right.
It's the alternative.
Right.
So Brandon Deacon is a writer for something called NFL Rookie Watch. And
I saw that.
He did a piece on Colorado's Shedeur Sanders. Yeah. And he accompanied the piece with some video. And he said, you know, with Colorado now being a part of the Big 12, he said that the Big 12 had never seen a quarterback like Colorado Shedeur Sanders. And then he went on to say he looks a lot like Patrick Mahomes, who actually did play in the Big 12 at Texas Tech. So he's catching some heat, Brandon Deacon, for this one. Rightfully so.
Adam, do you have one quick second?
The Big 12 also had someone by the name of Vince Young play there. Someone else you may have heard of by the name of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Somebody else by the name of Kyler Murray. You know, a lot of big names have played quarterback in the Big 12.
We're making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah. I think you would have been better off with an Ivy League comparison, perhaps.
Again, nobody's batting 1,000.
No.
But this one, this is just some basic research.
Well, the problem is the Patrick Mahomes thing when you go, wait, if we do the callback here. Adam, can you look? Am I right about this? Is there a chance Patrick Mahomes had a losing record in the SEC? He himself, quarterback, did he have a losing record?
The
Big 12.
Yeah, what do you think, Adam?
Did he have a losing record in the Big 12? Why do I think he had a losing record?
He may have. And don't forget, when he came out, he was mistake prone. A lot of people said he tried to force it because he had no defense. In retrospect, that's why he was trying to force everything. And a lot of people will tell you that Caleb Williams was doing the same thing at Southern Cal because his defense was that bad.
But I just think the idea of does a guy win or not, how many games does he play, I get all that stuff. I'm going to put it into the mix. But I think Patrick Mahomes and his team, I'm not saying him, but it's a quarterback. I think he might have had a losing record.
He was 13-19.
13-19. So anybody tells me I saw this. Oh, okay. Better man than me.
He was still a first-round draft choice, but like we said, he did play in the Big 12.
13-19.
So Shedeur Sanders is the son of Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders, I think, tried his hand in the music world, I think, because I'm not really sure what it was that he was doing, that whole money rap. This. He actually performed live on SNL. They let this happen.
Well, this was just a sign of things to come. It really was.
Yeah, because his son, Shedeur, the aforementioned quarterback, is trying his hand in the music world. Give this a listen.
They told me bust out my AP, perfect timing. It's never hard around my jewelry, chase a climbing. I went and got that new Maybach, I stayed grinding. They told me bust out my AP, perfect timing. It's never hard around.
So even though he's got a Maybach, he's still grinding.
Okay.
Like Carson Beck, he's got a Lamborghini, but he's still grinding. I understand what he's saying there. He's still rooted in reality.
How is this being received?
I've heard worse.
Yeah. I don't.
His father comes to mind.
I'm assuming,
much better than his dad.
I'm assuming some people on social media said, hey, really? How about you win some games? You got time to go to the studio. You ain't got time to look at some film. That's the one I always love. Hey, guy, you don't have time to look at film? Is what you're choosing to do? Go make stupid music? It's not for me. I don't know if I want my quarterback again. I don't think he's vulgar in this. I don't think he's telling everybody.
Doesn't sound that way. There's a lot of auto-tuning going on. But,
yeah, I'm the best in the world.
This is the world we live in now. Everybody's going to proclaim a lot of things before they accomplish anything. That's to be expected.
Why can't you just be happy playing quarterback? Just for another couple of minutes. Just be happy playing quarterback.
You don't believe.
Why has everybody got to do all these other things?
So let me ask you this. If they have another losing season this year.
Yeah.
And Shador and his brother both leave. Deion's going to leave too, right? He's not going to stay. He's not going to rebuild this whole thing next year. This is a short-term plan. He could say whatever it is he wants to say.
Where's he go next? What's he want to do? Does he want to claim now I still want to coach? Well, what happened to your 10 years I'm going to be in Colorado? I don't know if he backed himself into a corner. I think a guy like that has always got some smug answer when somebody says, I thought you're going to be here for the long haul. Whether he is, whether he's not. Does he say they didn't raise enough NIL? They made promises to me they couldn't keep.
There will be a reason, but he's not going to stay at Colorado.
No. It doesn't.
Ten years. Nobody stays any place 10 years.
Didn't you hear what he said?
I know.
Yeah.
He did back himself into a corner. I'm just trying to answer your question.
But a guy like that always has the, wasn't me, it was them. No, you guys didn't even understand what I was saying when I said that.
Please have some faith in me.
He's a blowhard. That's what he is. He's a blowhard. He's a blowhard. Is it going to work? I don't know. Just the crap of, again, why do you put your kids in the crosshairs when they're in the crosshairs enough? Be a top pick, top five pick. Here's what we're going to do. You don't see the big picture. I know, you're smarter than me. You have a big picture that I can't comprehend.
Right. That's what he's going to tell you.
Okay.
He already has.
All right. You're 4-8. Quiet. Right. I ain't rooting against you until I root against you. Now I'm rooting against you.
I'm just telling you, I just don't think you can't sustain success with the way he's doing it. But again, I'm not doing my research. I don't know what apparently he knows. What I do know is the First Horizon Bank are letting you come and show up with new and gently used baseball and softball gear. And the drive is going to come to Booker T. Washington High School this Saturday between 9 and 11, donating gear to Double Play ATL to give the local teams and organizations in need. 643 with Dylan Short going to be there live. 680 going to be on site, 9 to 11. Every person making a donation gets a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spots, all brought to you by First Horizon Bank and the aforementioned Tidal Wave Auto Spa. So your chance to see a real-life professional comedian.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you that opportunity as he is in studio with us at noon, Billy Gardell. And when we come back, Trey Young makes a huge decision on his future. How big is it going to be? We'll talk about it next.
Okay. I can't see into his future, but I'm also, if we're going to do like a minute on the NBA, I thought Pat McAfee had a chance to do something a lot harder and a lot better than he did, because boy, did somebody spit out some nonsense on his show.
We'll talk about it next. Chiellini, Domino here on your flagship for Braves baseball. The series with Boston wraps up across the street at Truist Park tonight. 7:20 first pitch, Ford leadoff show at 6:05 on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and most importantly, on the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Can you post a picture to start the day that kind of sets the tone for everybody to see? Domino's looking for as he posted the X platform question of the day. It's Chiellini, it's Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Billy Gardell performing at the Punchline this weekend will be in studio with us just after noon. In the meantime, Trae Young made an announcement, a career announcement yesterday that he has left Clutch Sports. Of course, Rich Paul is the CEO there. LeBron James is a client, and he is now being represented by CAA Sports. So, Domino, a lot of people are connecting the dots, saying that so much for Trae Young going to play with LeBron in Los Angeles. That is now
breaking rumors.
Not going to happen. And I believe it's not going to happen because I don't believe LeBron's going back to the Lakers.
Okay. Well, there's
He's going back home.
There's a whole lot of moving parts here. I don't know what CAA can do for him. I don't know if he's trying to change his Q rating. I don't know if he wants to be an action hero. They want to keep the Indiana Jones series going. He's going to have a part. I don't care who he's represented by. I just need to know if they're going to trade him. And this could be part of it. If they get to the point with Trae Young, you know this happens in the NBA. You go work a deal out. Bring something back to us, and we'll say yes or no. Does he think CAA might give him a better opportunity to do something like that? That's the only thing I care about. Your agency gets a certain amount of money. They get more if you do endorsements. Maybe he wants some of that stuff. I don't care how many commercials he does. I got to find out, are you staying or going, and what am I getting back for you? If CAA could broker a deal that helps the Atlanta Hawks, I'm all for it. I'm glad you changed it.
In the meantime, Amazon, I guess, has this proposed deal with the NBA that will pay the NBA $19.8 billion over the next 11 years. Yeah. So everybody that complains about the NBA, the money is there, and the NFL is sitting back going, if the NBA is getting this, what are we going to get big picture?
And in the first couple of years of that deal, and they are looking, they're paying for the future. They're paying for a long term. There's going to be a lot of change in the NBA. LeBron's going to go. Steph's going to go. Kevin Durant's going to go. And that's the thing to me, and why the Victor Wembanyama video that we saw is really good, because the handing it over to the next generation, is it in good hands? There are some guys that streamers and other people are banking on to keep the NBA going in an upward direction. I think that's a good sign, because while I'm not telling you people don't spend bad money in the media world, you don't want to make a habit of spending bad money. You must believe that the league is not only healthy, but the league is going to get healthier, because those numbers indicate you believe it's going to get healthier.
Now, Austin Rivers used to play in the league. He's now an analyst for ESPN. He was on
Pat
McAfee.
I believe he's semi-unemployed, and I have a suggestion for him where he might be able to find some work. He's on with Pat McAfee, and you're going to hear a statement that's not only ridiculous. The only thing that's disappointing is you hear the McAfeeettes in the background laughing a little bit. Pat McAfee, who played in the NFL, should have gone into him where this segment should have been done in 30 seconds.
Where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Whoa. It's because you only allow five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
Our sport's better.
Then he goes into, we're smarter, we'd invent a position, blah, blah, blah. Why is he even getting into a discourse about this? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because even McAfee says, yeah, LeBron could have done it. No, I believe Zion could have done it. What? If I'm an NFL player, and I guarantee you they're lining up to go after Austin Rivers. Hey, Austin, you're semi-unemployed. Why don't you show up at a camp why don't you tell me about this? Show me it. Show up at a camp, an NFL camp.
Well, that's what J.J. Watt said on social media. You don't have a job in either right now. Go ahead and try it.
Perfect. 30 guys that you could. That is the dumbest thing ever. 30 guys in the NBA, as he said, I could drop them into the NFL. You'd get knocked out the circle. I want you to think about this like sumo wrestling. I want you to think about it this way. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive you so far out of the circle that you're going to need directions to get back in it. Why would McAfee let him get away with saying that without just going, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to take that back? And then the whole idea of I couldn't, you couldn't, we couldn't. Go find 30 NBA guys who want to pretend they're tough enough.
I would say, are you
to show up at an NFL?
Are you one of those 30 guys? Because we can set it up. The Pat McAfee Show is a very powerful show. We could set it up where you can go to training camp. Give it a whirl. Let's see if you're one of those 30, because you're talking a big game right now.
All you have to do is catch a football and run north
yeah,
and south.
That's it.
That's hilarious.
It's a very, very simple game. Ask Brian Finneran.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
Here is the Trae Young Twitter. Is it a tweet still? I don't know what it is.
X platform. A tweet on the X platform.
A private matter needs to stay private.
A tweet on the former Twitter, now known as X. I don't know.
When a discussion of Anthony Edwards came up, here's what he said. At the Trae Young. This is the blue check. At the Trae Young. Should have been a Hawk to start, but that's for another day. Excuse me? No, that's for today. What are you talking about?
It was impossible because Minnesota picked ahead of the Hawks and they took Anthony Edwards number one overall.
Is he telling me there was an offer on the table where you could have gotten Anthony Edwards away like on draft night?
It's hard for people to understand it.
Okay. How many years ago do you think there became broad legalization of U.S. sports betting? How many years ago do you think that was?
Let's see. 5 years ago.
6 years ago. That's the best you've really ever done in one of these games. The reason I bring it up is there's a lot of states that are doing it, and the state of Georgia still is not doing it. So we shall see. Keyshawn Johnson. This is, again, because this is what you do. As I said the other day, Michael Irvin, they said, was fired as an analyst from the NFL Network. He's not an analyst. Keyshawn Johnson, I've liked at times because I do think you can do a dive, but this is the lazy person way to go about your business.
They don't want to see the Pacers play against Celtics. Yeah. They'd rather see the Celtics and the Knicks play because, hey, guess what? Everybody in the city's going to be watching.
Are we going conspiracy theory now?
Who would you rather see play? I know you don't want to say it, but I'll say it for you.
No,
Boston and the Knicks. You don't want to see Indy and the Knicks.
So I would ask him this. So in the NFL, the game that you played in, the sport you played in, did you feel the same way? Because I could have given you the matchups I wanted to see. Are you telling me now that you're willing to say that the NFL did the same thing that the NBA is doing? I'll ask you. Do I think they have a preference in the big buildings
Absolutely.
In New York City? Yes. Do I think they're stupid enough to actually let it manifest itself out year in and year out?
No.
I don't think so either.
Well, what do you say all the time? There's no such thing as a two-person secret.
Right.
That would leak out and would ruin the reputation
of
the NBA.
I would have asked Keyshawn, is that just an NBA thing or did that happen when you were playing in the NFL? Like, so I want you to bang on the sport you played on.
Years ago, did the NFL want to see the Vikings and the Broncos and not the Falcons and the Broncos? Yes, but you have to play the games. They have a preference, but they can't control what happens.
It happens all the time in college for Alabama. At least it did with Nick Saban as their coach. I don't know if it will continue, but Tyler Simmons was not offsides.
You got to let that go because
Good Lord.
They did beat them in the national championship game. I'm talking about Georgia.
Gillespie, you're welcome for the job.
Relax over there.
All right.
It's not wrestling.
I want you to hear two cuts from Brian Windhorst, and I'm not sure what he's trying to. I think I know what he's trying to convince me of. He didn't do a very good job of it. I want you to hear Brian Windhorst talking about LeBron James and coaches and decisions on who gets to coach LeBron James.
LeBron doesn't get involved in coaching hires. For many, many coaches, he's always taken a distance. But he generally has a rule that he won't engage with the candidate. Generally, he wants to stay out of it. He doesn't want it on his hands. I know there's this belief that LeBron hires and fires all these coaches.
So he's passive aggressive about it.
You're telling me.
I don't want to know. I don't want to get involved. Oh, you chose that guy? Oh, wait a minute now. He's passive aggressive.
I know what Brian Windhorst is. He has more contacts and everything else in the NBA. I'm telling you that's not possible, that you really want to push that publicly. LeBron James, who wants to control everything, every narrative there is, he doesn't have a say in who the coach is going to be.
I think he may have a say when the season starts and he's not happy with the way things are going, like Dave Blatt when he was up there in Cleveland.
You think Darvin Ham? Remember, LeBron missed the playoffs last year and that guy coached his ass off. You're telling me he had nothing to do with Darvin Ham being gone?
I don't believe that.
Me neither. And who the next guy is going to be?
I think he's being passive aggressive about it.
Why?
He's not going to come out and say who he wants, but in his own roundabout way, he'll let you know how he feels about it.
I like to think about it.
Is Windhorst trying to maybe get back into the last couple of years LeBron circle?
Because they say he's been out of that circle.
He has been.
He left the circle of trust.
I believe that. All right, last one.
He looks like the Penguin yesterday on the Get Upset. I'm sorry, I'm punching down.
That's a shot.
I apologize.
Wow. Here's something that I did know and I do believe about LeBron.
What I would say to JJ, if he asked my opinion, which he won't, LeBron's friendships in the NBA, for the most part, tend to fall out as quick as they start. There is a long line of former teammates that he was buddies with that when it's over, are gone. The true close people in his life have been close people in his life for 15 or 20 years.
That I believe.
He's kind of talking about himself there as well. Yeah, I was in the circle, now I'm out of the circle.
That I believe.
Never mind NBA players.
The coaching thing, I don't believe. Do you think J.J. Redick, because they do a podcast, do you think he has a leg up? I do. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
And I think he'll get the job because he doesn't care. He's already said, I don't care what you think of me. He's a sociopath, J.J. Redick. He essentially told everybody, I'm a sociopath.
But doesn't LeBron have to tell him, I'm staying, Bronny's going to be here, blah, blah, blah. He has to fill him in.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if he will.
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh. All right.
I think they're working through all that right now. What do you want LeBron to stay? Because I don't think LeBron wants to stay.
But that's not what Brian Windhorst
said. I'm not saying I want J.J. Redick, but I'm just saying maybe I do stay if you decide to hire J.J. Redick. That's in a roundabout way how LeBron operates, I believe.
All right. That's it. We'll do some more stuff later.
All right. Billy Gardell will be in studio with us sometime during the 12 o'clock hour. When we come back, did Arthur Blank force the Falcons to draft Michael Penix Jr.? That answer comes your way perhaps next as we talk all things NFL.
This is starting to feel like Oak Island to me now. Like every week, I'm going to have to wait for another episode in the Michael Penix, Arthur Blank.
There is.
What the hell is going on?
It's not a crapshoot.
There's a new layer to the onion every week, and we'll talk about it next. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.